Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
I have got the acting regional commander of CFS Region 5 on the line. Sam Quigley, good morning.
Good morning.
Sam, there's lots of things to talk about when it comes to the CFS at the moment. And one of the big things to talk about, I suppose, is the fact that we had a firebomb pass through the Limestone Coast on Monday.
Yeah, we're referring to the large high-volume helicopter that landed down at Mount Gambier the other day.
So yeah, Elsie, the sky crane, isn't it? Or was it?
That's it, yeah. So that was in a transit flight. So recently was shipped out to Australia in shipping containers, all in little bits and pieces, put together over in an airport on a dock, I believe, somewhere over in Melbourne, and was doing a transit flight over to Claremont Air Base in the Adelaide Hills, where it's located during the fire danger season. So at the moment, it hasn't commenced its service period in South Australia. It's later on this month, so I think just before Christmas. South Australia's Christmas present is the high-volume helicopter, which generally operates in the Mount Lofty ranges. Sometimes we have seen it come down into Mount Gambier, but traditionally not based in Mount Gambier.
And Sam, talking firebombing aircraft, we've got a number of them in the area as well.
That's correct. So last Thursday, what we refer to as the Lower Southeast Primary Response Zone came active with two single-engine air tankers based out of Mount Gambier and two helicopters for surveillance and intelligence gathering. So they generally are on active standby for us, so with pilots at the ready to respond to any report of rural fire within that particular area where we have, highly elevated, it actually starts quite low, fire danger indices. So well before fire bands are there, we have pilots and crew on standby ready to respond. So we get to these fires hard and fast and support the ground crews. And it's probably worthy to note is aircraft don't put out fires in South Australia or anywhere in the world. We use them as a tool in our toolkit to support the volunteers and crews on the ground in suppressing these fires.
Sam, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you today, we've had a number of people from the southeast over the last couple of weeks who have wandered off to Queensland to help out in the devastating bushfires that have taken place up there. What's it like to be a firefighter and tapped on the shoulder and said, you know, we need help in other parts of Australia? Would you like to go?
Oh, I think it's highly rewarding for all involved in this event. They get to use their skills to support communities in need at the time. So CFS volunteers, as like MFS volunteers, are highly trained, highly skilled with nationally recognised training delivered by the service in service competencies. This was quite a targeted approach to begin with the people that we selected to go from their geographic area. So higher in the upper southeast due to travel times to Adelaide to get on the first connecting flight. So we moved people within a very short time frame. And then obviously we took people out of the lower southeast down in the Kingsley group because of the fire, potential fire weather conditions that they may have seen. So we took people from an area that we thought might have been a safer area to take people out of, as we are also in a fire danger season here. So we're very conscious about not removing too many resources from areas across the state of South Australia, and that's why it was broad spread across the state. But by all accounts, I believe the five that went from the up southeast and the six members and the SAS member that supported us in this found it highly rewarding and enjoyed their time away.
Sam, were these people actually in situations where they were fighting bushfires?
I believe so, yeah. So obviously as the situation decreases, the level of fire activity reduces and it becomes a messy game of what we've referred to as mopping up, so turning over stumps and making sure everything is blackened out. But I think the first rotation absolutely saw active fire on the ground and was undertaking significant backburning operations with under the direction of QFES, the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, and the rural fire agencies up there.
Sam, what I find fascinating is the fact that I'm a radio announcer. I sit on my bum. I talk to people all day. The idea that you have so many volunteers who are willing to walk into bushfire situations, it is beyond me that people have that level of courage.
All I can say is they're outstanding, and the lower southeast and up southeast are well served by over 2,000 of them, and you should be very proud of them. Probably the one thing that we could touch on, though, is that the CFS is not just full of firefighters, I have to say. So there is a number of what we refer to as support brigades, particularly across the Limestone Coast, and there's one included in Mount Gambier area for operation support, and they do an outstanding job of supporting those firefighters, such as incident management support, radios, communications, logistics support, in helping the firefighters on the ground, because we do need support, and those firefighters need support to be able to do their job. So there is a wide variety of jobs within the CFS, but not just firefighting.
Sam, we're obviously leading, well, we're into summer now. We're leading into warmer periods here in the southeast. For people who want to become volunteers with the CFS, how can they do that?
Best place to go, again, is the CFS website. And I don't love saying that we should always go to the CFS website, but it is truly a great source of information. It does have the information about the recruitment process, so what is likely to be encountered by a person walking into their fire station, how to maybe get in contact with your local brigade, and understanding the roles and the checks and balances that we have in place prior to becoming a member. So obviously a National Police clearance check is required, which the CFS does pay for. And being a volunteer is with the CFS, there is no out-of-pocket expense. So we do provide nationally recognised training. We do provide all clothing. We do reimburse travel. And obviously you get to be part of the bigger team of the CFS. And like I said, the 2,000-odd volunteers across Region 5 that do it for the love of it and supporting their community.
Sam, we've got some wilder weather in the Limestone Coast over the next couple of days, but it is going to get warmer in the region. We might try and catch up next week and talk about what people need to do to be bushfire ready. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to have a chat about the CFS.
Thank you very much.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.